Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the slide over baby hour. Tonight we're living in Thailand.
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 Oh, yeah.
Whereas earlier tonight when I thought of Thailand, thinking about a really good chicken place that had specials on thighs, maybe five thighs for $5.
Oh, you did it.
Thailand. Now, yay. Thailand sounds like
Thailand.
Showtime Extreme Thailand.
Now I feel like I want to go get some chicken. You know
Thailand.
Me, I've got a million ways to cook chicken. It's the greatest food in the world.
I think that's a movie, A Million Ways to Cook Chicken, or it's a book.
It could be I'm certain it's a cookbook, but
okay.
Could be a movie. I mean, it could be, you know, a feel good story of someone in quarantine that
yeah.
decides instead of doing Julia Child's recipes, they're mm-hmm. gonna master chicken and chicken thighs, and we call it Thailand.
Thailand. Where are you living? I'm living up in Thailand. Living a little bit higher up on the thigh in Thailand.
Thailand.
So tonight, well, we got Jay Glazer coming up in about 15 minutes. All the big news in the NFL. We had 66 players opt out today, or a total of 66 players that the opt-out deadline has passed. What's the NFL's plan with a COVID-19 outbreak? Can Antonio Brown get back into the National Football League? Tom Brady having trouble with the Bucs playbook? We got a lot with Jay Glazer coming up in a few minutes. But one thing that we're going to get into with Jay that we talked about earlier tonight, and I feel like no matter what, I'm never going to be able to go to Wisconsin again. So
no,
if I run for president.
More, no more Wisconsin cheese
no,
for you.
That swing state is out for me. Because, we got into the conversation earlier in the show about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. And this week has been a big deal with Aaron Rodgers doing an interview with Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football and talking about how he knows his future is going to be elsewhere outside of Green Bay. And it's going to happen at some point, and that's what's going on with Jordan Love. And when I said what I said, I really can't believe the reaction from Packers fans because they just seem like they don't see reality.
Yeah, but it wasn't all fans.
They just don't want to see reality, right? No matter what.
Oh, wait, they are all fans. They're media disguised.
even the media
fans
are Packers
disguised
fans.
As yes. media, yeah.
Look, listen, and this goes for everything. There's been a lot of talk about Rodgers the past couple weeks. What's going to happen this season?
Mm-hmm.
This is not about Jordan Love. Everything the Packers have done is not about Jordan Love. This is about the Packers want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. They no longer want him on the team. They would cut him if they could. They can't, obviously, because they gave him a big contract and the outcry from the fans would be incredible, but they want him gone. There's no other reason why they would draft Jordan Love. All right, there's no other reason why. But they gave him all this money. Then why did they draft Jordan Love? Why did they draft Jordan Love? They don't want him on the team. Whether they don't like the fact that his personality rubs them the wrong way. He's changing plays. He's not quite the leader they want him to be. He's diminishing a tiny bit. He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
He's going to be 37.
Yeah, he's still one of the best quarterbacks. They want him gone. They would cut him if they could and give the job to Jordan Love. But they can't. They drafted Jordan. They moved up in the first round to get Jordan Love to make him their number one quarterback. Aaron Rodgers knows it. The Packers know it. Everybody knows it. They would walk away from him if they could. But they can't, obviously. And I'm not saying they can. But this is going to be it. This is going to be the last year for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Because when you have a divorce coming, and you know you don't extend it for 2 years. I could see it if it wasn't acrimonious, but already Rodgers is talking about how the Packers are moving on without him. It's going just as we talked about when he was drafted. This is how these months are going to go. Both sides understand they want to move on. It's going to be an awkward year, and by the time we get to the beginning of the 2021 season, Aaron Rodgers is going to say, I want to move on. Can I look for a trade? The Packers will say yes. They'll find a trade. They'll get a couple of picks for him, and the Packers will move on with Jordan Love as their quarterback. You think that's not going to happen? This is how Aaron Rodgers got the bleeping job in the first place. They got tired of Brett Favre. Why would you draft Aaron Rodgers in the first round of the draft? You have Brett Favre, who is still throwing the football all over the field, been to a couple of Super Bowls, won one. You are a yearly playoff threat, a yearly threat to make it far. But they got tired of Brett Favre's act, which was, I don't know if I want to play, I'm going to play. I don't know how much I want to play, I'm going to play. And then I'm going to throw interceptions in the playoffs late, and I'm going to crush our chances to win. They wanted to move on from Brett Favre. They knew they couldn't cut him because they owed him money, one. And two, they knew the revolt from the fans if you cut your most beloved player. But what happened when Favre decided to retire, wanted to come back out of retirement with the Packers in 2008? Packers said, you got to battle Aaron Rodgers for the starting quarterback job. You don't get to keep it. Whoa, that's what Ted Thompson said, the GM at the time. You don't get to keep it. Whoa, what are you talking about? So, of course, Favre wanted out. The Packers found a trade partner with the Jets. They traded him away, and this is how Aaron Rodgers gets the job. They would have cut Brett Favre if they could, but they couldn't. So they found a way to trade him. The thing the Packers are doing is they don't want to face all kinds of hatred from the fan base. Remember, boy, we just turned our back. Every time we have an icon, we turn our back on him because that's going to hurt in new players coming in, free agents. Are we turning our back on them? What are we going to do? You can't do that. So what did they do with Brett Favre? They made it awkward for a few months where Favre wanted to come back. The Packers didn't know. This was a daily drama back in 2008 with Brett Favre. Where is he going to go? Is he going to play? Is he not? A daily drama. And all they wanted to do was muddy the waters a little bit. So it's not overwhelmingly, I can't believe the Packers just turned their backs on Brett Favre. This is what's going to happen right now. It's what's happening right now. The Packers are largely staying quiet. Rodgers is talking about how unhappy he is, and he knows that this is going to be an eventual divorce. So as the next few months go, it's going to be awkward. And at the end, it's, well, Aaron really didn't. Well, he talked about understanding why they drafted Jordan Love. We got to play him. Rodgers wants to move on. Meanwhile, deep down, everybody knows, hey, this is the Packers pushing Aaron Rodgers out the door, but let's just not make it overwhelming where everybody hates us and our fan base hates us. And here's the one thing that's going to sting for Packers fans more. Do the Packers want to win? Sure. But if they really wanted to win the Super Bowl this year, they would have drafted somebody who would have helped them in the first round be that player to get them over the top to the Super Bowl. But instead, they drafted a quarterback when they already have one of the best ones in the NFL. That stings, but that's the truth. They'd rather move on from Aaron Rodgers than get close and win the Super Bowl. They have a choice. They had a choice to make. We're going to take Aaron Rodgers' successor. Whoa, really? What about taking someone? We were a step away from the Super Bowl. Nope, not going to do it. We're going to do that instead. This tells you they care more about this season moving on from Aaron Rodgers than getting to the Super Bowl. It's black and white. It's right in front of you. And I don't care what kind of Green Bay Packer goggles you're wearing. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. This is how it's going to end for Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. Again, they would cut him if they could, but they can't. But if they could, they would.
But you want to wrap them all in a great big hug and just say, it's going to be okay. You've had stability at quarterback going back to, the transition from Don Majkowski, just because I wanted to say Don Majkowski.
Oh, the magic
Favre,
man.
Favre and all the way through with a couple of little blips here and there when Rodgers has been hurt. Otherwise, it has worked for 20-plus years. As a Southside Chicagoan native, I've worn it for many, many years with those quarterbacks getting through. Meanwhile, the Bears have cycled through guys. Pick your analogy as it goes through, because mine end up becoming non-FCC compliant when it's all said and done. Bring back Cutler. But you had the opportunity to grab wide receivers if you wanted to trade up and go up into that world and get one of these weapons on the outside. Instead, at 26, you take Jordan Love, and Rodgers is going to be 37, so check that box as you go. You were a game away from the Super Bowl, but let's face it, the gap between the talent in San Francisco and what you have with the Packers is immense. Is immense. They got run over in those games. And certainly in that playoff game. So you know there's a huge gap. So maybe that informs the decision to some degree to make the pick. Look, Jordan Love is not ready. He ain't even close. And with a mutant off season and everything that's going on to just try to get 2020 together with duct tape and strings, and I have no doubt a very nice plan to keep it all together, and I'm bullish on the NFL making it through and guys be owning them their own actions and looking out for one another to make sure, you know, accountability buddies, for lack of a better term, that they get it done. But what I'm looking at is two monster numbers before the out, right, after the 2021 season. You got 51 plus of dead cap for this year, and then I think it's 31.5 or thereabouts for next year. Could you see a trade? Sure. But that also presumes that Jordan Love's anywhere close to ready by time we're done and you feel more secure. Because I think Rodgers can get along as long as Devontae Adams stays healthy and Aaron Jones stay healthy, at least have two playmakers. But you're still wanting and hoping and trying to find others.
There's so many things that have to happen for that to be right. I just don't see it. Like, they have to have a great season, and Rodgers has to play great, and things have to be going extremely well, and there's no bumps or bruises at all, and then you would roll it into the next season. But what are the odds that's all going to happen? Already Aaron Rodgers is mad. I mean, he's coming into this season knowing they want to move on from me, so I'm going to play this once. How can he go through two seasons in Green Bay when they know they want him out?
Because he's an adult.
He can't. It's tough to do to when you know it. When you know they want you gone, it's really tough to do. To do 1 year, yeah, I get it. Hey, you got to do this year. This is what's going on. You got 1 year to get Jordan Love ready. And Aaron Rodgers is going to say, wait a minute, I'm going to help the kid, but 2 years, I'm going to do all. No, I'm not going to do it. And what if the Packers start out poorly? They start out 2-5, and Aaron Rodgers has a game with a couple of picks in the first half. Hey, here comes Jordan Love for the second half of the game. Can you ever go back to Aaron Rodgers after that? I mean, if he gets benched after the third quarter of a game because it's a close game and they bring in all these
bench him now, I mean, that's a whole other thing.
But all these things can happen. They're already entering the season at a point of acrimony between Rodgers and the Packers. They drafted his replacement. It's awkward. You can't cut it up any other way. And I get what they're trying to do.
But eventually, you've got to draft his replacement.
I get it. But if you were 3-13 and it was, hey, we got to draft. Okay, I understand. I see how it goes. We have to start over. The team is not trending in the right way. We're 3-13. They were great last year. They could have been in the Super Bowl. And what do they do instead? We're going to draft your replacement. Wait, what? I mean, I understand what they're doing. Matt LaFleur has decided we want our offense to have the model like we see in San Francisco, where it's not all on Aaron Rodgers' arm to win a game, which is how it's been the last few years. But this is what I like. This team is now through Aaron Jones. It's driven through him as well as he's played. They want that kind of attack. We have a really good quarterback, but we have other weapons, too, we can count on. It's not just our quarterback playing good or playing bad and losing. This is what we want to do. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be that guy? Would he do it so smoothly? Probably not. Wait a minute, suddenly I can't throw the football anymore? No, we want to do it. We want to start again. We have a young nucleus we want to build around on offense, so we need to go to our quarterback. I understand it. I get it. But to think that this is not anything other than we're pushing Aaron Rodgers out of the door at the first possible moment. I mean, 1 year is great. You're going to get Jordan Love ready and train him and get him ready to be the quarterback in 2021. Whatever you can figure out now, figure out through the season, get ready for next year. But this is not 2005 anymore. You know, guys taken in the first round don't sit for 3 years. Quarterbacks don't sit for 3 years.
Maybe they should, though.
They should, but that's not going to happen. I mean, what did Dave Gettleman say last year when they drafted Daniel Jones? He may not even play for 3 years. I mean, that's the plan, is to have Eli. And what happened? Daniel Jones started right away.
Yeah, but you knew he was a liar. He was lying through his teeth, man.
When you draft a quarterback in the first round, you can no longer sit and say, I can wait a while for him to play. The desire to see him play from the coaching staff, from the team, from the fans, from the media is too immense. And we draft, why is this guy sitting on the bench? Why do we take him in the first round? Let's get him in there. We got to see him play. You don't know about a quarterback until you actually see him play. So the sooner you know that, the sooner you can adjust. Either we build around this guy, we go someplace else. But those guys need to play. And if you're a quarterback taken in the first round, you got to play almost right away. It's going to be enough of an achievement to get him to sit for all this year behind Aaron Rodgers, but maybe they could do it. But that's not going to happen more than one season.
We shall see that opt-out, those dollars and cents, trying to make it make sense across the NFL. Not to mention he'll be 38 after this is all done, or coming up on 38. And most teams, not all, but most teams have secured a fresh face, new quarterback, or have their franchise guy in place. Interesting times, my friend. Interesting times.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios. Now, boy, oh boy, wasn't it nice to see the guys back out on the court over the weekend? We're all excited to see what week two of the basketball restart has in store for all of us. And if that isn't enough excitement for you, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is offering you a shot at a share of millions of dollars every day this week. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy basketball is pretty easy to play. You pick eight players, you stay under the salary cap, you pile up points for three-pointers, rebounds, assists, and more. There's no better way to put your basketball knowledge to the test than to compete for a share of millions of dollars. But if basketball's not your thing, don't worry. DraftKings offering plenty of fantasy golf action for this week's major. Get in on the action before the golfers tee off for a shot at $1 million in top prizes. With millions of dollars up for grabs this week, no better place to have the skin in the game than with DraftKings. This is your call to action. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code Jason, that's my name, J-A-S-O-N, to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N, to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. DraftKings, type in Jason. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com. for details. So what does Jay Glazer think about this? We'll ask about the Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love debate, as well as all the other big news in the NFL I mentioned. That's coming up next, right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, it is the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the Geico Studios, and coming up with you right now, we have the play of the night on Fox.
Thailand.
Our play of the night, as always, our play of the night here at Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. Well, the play of the night, when you hit 11 threes in a game, it's pretty easy. You're going to be the play of the night.
Game slows the pace down as he brings it up. Isaac steps back, three-pointer, got it! Ties his own franchise record with 11 made threes. Dame's got 43, and the Blazers lead by four.
Blazers Radio Network on the call. The Blazers blow a lead, come back, tie it, win the game thanks to Damian Lillard's 45 points tonight. An amazing effort, and the more time goes on, the Portland Trail Blazers do not look like an 8 seed, and you are clearly seeing the teams that want to take advantage of their restart in the bubble. Two of those big teams are the Blazers. Final score tonight, 125-115 over the Nuggets. The Suns as well, another one of those teams that really take advantage of their restart. They beat the Pacers today. They're both they are rolling. If I had to pick either team, I would say both of these teams would be in the 8-9 game. Pelicans lose again tonight. They're up and down. Who knows what's going on with Zion. These are the teams I'm looking at, the Blazers and the Suns, for that 8-9 game.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? That the Blazers get healthy just in time. That long layoff comes in handy. Right? I mean, would have been out, but now get a puncher's chance, and we're watching Phoenix and Devin Booker and all the Kobe quotes coming back about going and getting after it. A little prophetic. They got a tough road to go the second half of the restart, but showing up well. So, yeah, a little bit of chaos with Memphis and their injuries, and the Pelicans can't play defense. I mean, we talked about that. Rick Bucher was as blunt as you're ever going to be. They gave up 140 to Sacramento. Great offensive numbers, but Lonzo Ball still can't shoot, and nobody wants to play a lick of defense.
Yeah, those are problems. Those are issues.
Well, those are things that'll get you bounced. I mean, I know that's highly nuanced, hot sports takes, but I mean, giving up 140 isn't good. How's that? Let's just simplify it for the good people.
Now, one thing, speaking of things that went wrong, it's been a great time for the NBA in the bubble so far. They've made every single right move. But watching tonight, we knew the Lakers were going to be without LeBron James in their loss, and that was to be expected to the Rockets. With a sore groin, he's sitting out. For a league that has done everything right, how the hell are they still scheduling back-to-backs in the bubble? It makes absolutely no sense. How are they? You're not under a time constraint. You're playing eight games, and then we're playing the playoffs. Why are you scheduling back-to-backs? First of all, that does nothing for the teams because teams are still going to sit their stars. Even if it's a minor, you know what, general soreness, they're still going to sit just like they did if it was January, February, or March. You're not going to see that. So that's going to be a giveaway game for that team because they're going to rest their stars and they're playing back. They're not going to risk anybody getting hurt after not playing a lot of basketball for so long. Plus, how happy you think TNT was tonight? They had the Lakers and the Rockets. Boy, we got LeBron, we got Harden. This is going to be great. Oh, no LeBron. Oh, great. This is great for us. How would you do that? I don't get why the NBA would still schedule back-to-backs. They try to cut them down. They know it's a big deal, but nope, we're going to have some back-to-backs in the bubble. You don't need to. You can extend the season by a few days, by like 3 or 4 or 5 days, so you don't have teams playing back-to-back. I don't understand.
Well, I think what it comes down to is you got the guys to agree so far in terms of how long this was going to take. And once you start adding an extra couple of weeks, even if it's just in theory and with the recognition that it'll only be a couple of teams that have to stick the whole time, you start getting into a dangerous spot, I think. So psychologically, it's, wow, if we go on a run, were there another month from our babies, our spouses, our significant others, wing places, all of those things, you know, suddenly become an issue.
I can't be away from my wing place. I just wanted to be nice
to the people. You know, I mean, you want to go to Thailand, but you're not allowed to.
Thailand.
Thailand.
So you have to double up.
Thailand. Look, most of these teams,
Thailand.
You have a bunch that are going to go home after eight games. You got eight more that are going to go home after a round of playoffs. So it's not everybody that's got to stay.
No, sure.
That's why you can make it okay for teams. You don't have to have back-to-backs. But really, at this point, I'm just thinking about Thailand.
Well, let's go. We got a trip together. We'll get Frostburg. We'll rally the troops. Let's go.
I'm going to Pollo Loco now to get some thighs, see if they're still open. For Mike, I'm Jason. My buddy Ben Maller coming up next, Fox.